This is the D.A. Thompson Weekly Podcast, and today is Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by Bluehead Publishing, an innovative publishing company bringing unique authors to a unique world. The other night I was out at a local pub. It's one of the local Seattle bars that is gay-friendly. I was sipping on my soda and lemon, enjoying some lighthearted conversation with a few of my friends who came out to socialize. We were continuing in our typically friendly banter when one of my friends stopped and point-blank asked me, "So, I've just gotta ask ya, are you ever horny?" Placing a heavy emphasis on the word ever. I was taken aback by his brutal honesty, but that was sort of his style, a quality that I dearly appreciate. I took a sip of my soda and thought about my reply. He was waiting with bated breath, as were a couple of other people standing around us who were caught in the vacuum of his question, curiously anticipating what my answer would be. Now, I have to say that part of me wanted to play the stoic, but truth be told, I'm not. And what benefit is there to being dishonest? I set my drink down and simply said, "When am I not?" He laughed, as did a couple of others around me, much to my relief. And then came his reply, "But you're a Christian," he said with an elongated emphasis on Christian. I retorted, "Well, yeah, but I'm also human." Frankly, it set me back on my heels a bit to be called a Christian. I've become so used to being labeled non-Christian due to my book, arguing for the acceptance of gay partnered persons in the church. Unbeknownst to him, my friend actually paid me a huge compliment and favor, letting me acknowledge my discipline of faith while being very generous in letting me be just as human as everyone else. I think it is all too often that those representing the Christian church fail to realize the benefit of honesty. It is one thing to be a proponent of responsible living. It is another thing to not acknowledge our own very human realities. Sometimes sharing our humanity with others is a more powerful communication of love and empathy than requiring sacrifices we ourselves hope that God will ignore on our behalf. And that's my 2 cents under 2 minutes.
Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.